Hi, this is Greg Schultz from SNW, and I should mention that this is the spring 2013 edition of the SNW, which is now, I believe, in its 28th edition here in the U.S. And you know how I can confirm this is I've got Bruce Ravitt here with me.
That's right. Good to see you guys, everybody.
And Bruce says everybody because we've got two special guests with us here. First, we've got Wayne Adams, chairman of SNEA.
Thanks, Greg, for having a chat here about.
Always a pleasure. And our very special guest, well, not more special than you, Wayne, but S.W. Worth.
Howdy. Happy to be here.
A man of many words. So what we want to chat about here is that we are at SNW, but SNEA has a new exciting conference coming up in June. I believe it's June 10th, if I remember correct.
June 10th through 12th at the Hyatt in Santa Clara.
And
All day Monday, all day Tuesday, and half day on Wednesday.
And the interest around this new event is that it builds on other events that SNEA is involved with, obviously SNW that we're here in Orlando. Wayne and SW, tell us more about this new conference, what its name is, what it's about.
SpeedyCon, as SW would say it, is by experts, for experts, for those that want to become experts.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's about getting real deep on the storage topic. A whole variety of areas around protocols, file systems, around management of systems, a lot of concepts around what where we're going with, like storage virtualization, where we're going with putting together software design data centers, and how does this all play together. I've got big data and analytics. What does that mean for your infrastructure? How do I set that up? Do I only have to do it with Hadoop, or can I do other things?
So is this going to be a buzzword bingo event?
No, it's not. It's going to be a get under the covers type of event, and it's going to be one that you'll be able to network with the people that help create some of this technology and those that have deep daily experiences in putting it in place and tuning it and making it work.
SW, let's drill into this a little bit, because I heard Wayne mention storage and virtualization. Does this mean that if I'm a virtualization expert, but I need to come up to speed and get smart on storage, is this going to play for me?
Right. So SpeedyCon, which is the Storage Plumbing and Data Engineering Conference, I'm not sure we mentioned the title before, is really designed by experts, for experts, and those who want to be. So if you're good on virtualization, but your storage skills need to be ramped up, great. If you're an IT pro, an IT generalist, SpeedyCon is good news for you. It's designed to be for the experts on either side of the fence. If you're a customer and you're the guy who has to sort of make good on the promises that your CIO made to the CEO and the board, this is a great place to be. You'll come away with a lot of knowledge and expertise. If you're on the vendor side, you're a systems engineer, architect, consultant, some sort of integrator, great place, because you're again the guy who has to fulfill those promises that your sales guy made, and it gives you an opportunity to get a lot of very focused and specific education in storage. Now, there is some presumption that you're already a bit up to speed. We do have the SNEA Tutorials program. Maybe a reality check is go online to the SNEA Tutorials on snia.org and look for the tutorials. And that's 80 hours of free education on storage, basic topics, some of them advanced. You may find all you need there. SpeedyCon is sort of for people ready to make that next step up.
So as part of that, taking that next step up is, say I want to add to my certification list, will SpeedyCon help me as an attendee prepare for some sorts of certification or certificates or wall plaques or anything like that?
In a sense, you'll get some broadened and deepened knowledge, like in the upper level credentials that SNEA has around storage architect and storage expert. Those will be the areas that where you're getting more and more storage technologies, and you're coming into this already with on-the-job practical experience and probably some, you know, of some vendor knowledge that you've already picked up in that area. So this is going to take you to that next level of how can I be an architect and lay out my next redo in my data center or for my next customer.
And what I heard in there, the other aspect, which is SW, you mentioned all the great SNEA tutorials as resources, education tools, getting up to speed, refreshers. But Wayne, I think it was you that mentioned, is that the other aspect to this is the networking amongst people, not just the networking of protocols, but the networking, you know, being able to sit down and talk with people, exchange ideas, increase your sphere of influences, stuff like that.
Absolutely. There'll be lots of war stories. I can't say that we've heard them all, but I'm sure we're going to hear the more complicated ones and how some may still be unsolved. And that's where the experts are still trying to figure it out, and they may be asking for help with some of the experts that are there to say, what could we do to find a solution?
Good point on the war stories. I mean, there are those that sit back and say, I've heard it all, I know it all, and then all of a sudden you ask them something and go like, oh, I've never heard of that. I mean, so it's part of it. In some cases, it's maybe an old war story, but in a new way with a new tool or a new technology. But it's that knowledge exchange, breaking through things. Bruce, a little earlier, we were chatting in a different conversation around that education. You're a lot involved in a lot with people and their careers. And we talked about this theme earlier about individuals having to invest more in themselves on the education because their companies may not be investing in themselves. Any quick thoughts there?
No, just simply that I think as time goes on, companies, and of course I'm involved in the hiring process, and as we were saying before, companies are more and more specific in terms of who they want to bring on, which means people have to have the expertise. I would say more now than ever.
So SW, I mean, you're certainly involved, and I've known you in the education aspects of SNIA for over a decade.
A long time. We won't say. 1937, was it?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. But, I mean, one of the interesting things to sit back and look at is there was that era where companies were investing a lot into the people, into the headcount, but now we're seeing more and more where people do have to step up. And, tell us more about how SNIA is helping people do that.
Sure. The model of the conference is a lot like SNIA does with any sort of body of knowledge. We do education. As far as basic technologies, we cover all the technology areas that we can find inside storage and data engineering. Everything starting at physical layer, basic transport protocols. We do the block protocols, the file protocols. We go on up to application software. One of the things that I think will really work well at SpeedyCon is we are having a number of the storage workloads, the hypervisors, the databases, whatever workload that sort of puts a particular load on storage, and having the vendors of those applications come and talk about what they require from your storage infrastructure that you build out for your company or your organization. And that in the past has proven to be really valuable knowledge. And of course, you hear from the storage people themselves. And so there's a good interchange there. As we've all mentioned, the hallway track is often the most important part. Usually at these SNIA conferences, people come away with, wow, that was a great session, but the conversation I had afterwards was even better.
Absolutely.
Well, on top of that, SNIA works with a lot of industry associations, and we expect to have several of our partners and alliances that will be there. So if we want to see what the fiber channel roadmap looks like, what's going on with the SCSI command set, what's next in that space, where are we going with NVMe, and how will that relate to the NVM programming at work activity. So we're going to see other partners and their technology roadmaps that are getting laid out. So then you can start to project how will that start to show up in vendor product roadmaps.
Outstanding. So again, recap, the name of the event is?
Storage Plumbing and Data Engineering Conference.
Or the acronym?
SpeedyCon.
I like that, SpeedyCon. Is it like Speedy Gonzales?
No, we would never say that.
Oh, God, I can visualize that one. Mimi.
It'll definitely be for people who like speeds and feeds, who you know, like understanding what's going on in the systems. And one of the things that Wayne didn't quite get to is that there will be material there on standards under development or previously developed by SNIA. So the Storage Management Initiative specification, the newly ratified ISO Cloud Data Management Interface, CDMI, some work that we're doing on non-volatile memory programming. So that brings the operating system vendors right in there with the solid-state storage vendors for things about how do we talk to storage that's not looking like a disk drive. We sort of figured out over the last 50, 60 years how do we talk between operating systems and disk drives and storage, and this is kind of a new world, and the interesting changes things for all of us.
You're going to have a contest there on who can get smart the quickest?
We can.
How about that one?
Well, pretty much everybody there starts, you know, starts pretty smart, and they just get better.
And that's why you're going to come and be speedy.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's one of the things about, you know, there's, it's called, you know, you call it education, knowledge transfer, whatever, but what good is information if you can't share it? As long as it can be shared, it's not confidential. I mean, that's a key aspect, is sharing what you learn with others and learning from them.
Yeah, one of the good things is if you come to the conference, you won't have to take a test to get out of the hotel.
Oh, hey now!
to your point, is we also find that people, you know, larger companies send one or two of their people, and they go back and, you know, tell the rest of the people what they learned, take the materials back. We strongly encourage that.
Great.
Some of the larger companies, they maybe send one person one year and the other person the next year, and that works real well. And just to be clear, this is not a vendor fest. We have had a number of proposals from enterprise customers, people who, you know, really are in the trenches in this area, and that's exactly what SpeedyCon is about. It's getting both of those sites together.
Great.
For joint mutual learning.
Are you going to have an expo?
No expo. There will be some tables, particularly from some of the partner organizations. The SCSI Trade Association, for example, has already signed up, as has the Fiber Channel Industry Association, and we certainly expect others. We talked today to, say, the Active Archive Alliance, and they've committed, and we believe we'll have others, but we'll wait until that, you know, we see some ink on paper. This is not an expo conference, though. This is primarily knowledge transfer sessions. There'll be a lot of expertise there, but this is not, you don't walk away with a bunch of freebies.
Yeah, but you'll probably see, you know, as part of some of the sessions, you'll see some code samples that will be up on the screen.
Cool.
Of how to configure things or how to put in something that doesn't come up right with the product or driver or with the package itself. So,
okay.
In fact, we do expect some significant participation from some of the larger open source projects in the storage area. Talked the other day to the Samba team, and they think they're going to be able to have somebody come over and talk. And there are other projects, some of the interesting new file systems and stuff like that, that we're still talking to about whether they're going to be able
Great.
To make it.
And again, where can people learn about SpeedyCon?
The easiest place is snia.org.
Okay.
And there's just a page on there, or they can go to speedycon.org, which is SpeedyCon.org.
Okay. So simple version, speedy version is snia.org, or the SpeedyCon site. Grant. And again, the dates are?
June 10 through 12 at the Hyatt in Santa Clara, California.
Outstanding.
Fly in on Sunday night and leave on Wednesday night.
There you go.
Yep, or drive over if you're in the area.
What do you think, Bruce? Should we head there?
Sounds good.
Let's do that. Yeah. Let's be there.
You can get smarter.
I can get smarter. I always need to get smarter.
You'll be the first one registered.
There you go. So, look, I really appreciate Wayne, SW, taking some time out. Bruce, always a pleasure hooking up with you. Again, this is Greg Schultz from Storage.io at SNW 2013 Spring Orlando. And you know what? I hear it raining outside right
now. Thunderstorms.
Surprise.
It's raining bits and bites. Oh.
There you go. It's raining bits and bites. I like it.
I bet you none of us were even outside today.
There
yes,
you go.
I was.
Oh, you were? You?
Yes.
All right. With that, again, Greg Schultz from Storage.io. Okay. Enough said.